In the theater, a number of things can go wrong, on stage or behind the scenes. Actors and technicians' hyper-awareness to things going wrong can be greatly attributed to the fact that theater is, in a sense, a live spectator sport. Film and most of television today have the benefit of editing, but on the stage, everything's all out there for the audience to see, and there's no take two. Because of this, theater folk have resorted to superstition, above and beyond the massive amount of preparation and rehearsal for a production. Over the centuries, many actors and techs have held fast to a variety of traditions, which taken out of context can appear very bizarre. We see this a great deal in the sports world. Certain athletes wear lucky articles of clothing or complete certain rituals. For instance, Babe Ruth had to touch first base with his foot on the way to the outfield, and golf great Jack Nicklaus has to carry 3 pennies every time he plays golf. One famous superstition for the stage is the way of wishing a good show by saying, "Break a leg." Additionally, no one in the theater would ever think of wishing a fellow colleague good luck before the curtain rises. No one exactly knows the origin of this superstition, but one reason is that by wishing good luck, one could be tempting the fates or spirits to rain down bad luck on your friend. So what better way to deceive the fates than to wish bad fortune? Whistling backstage is something that can bring tragedy or even death to those on stage. This superstition stems from the time of theater when sailors, who had expertise in knots and rigging, were hired as backstage crew to run a fly loft. Whistling could serve as a cue to drop a line, causing suspended scenery or lighting to descend onto the stage from above to the actors below. On the flip side, a sign of good luck that I've witnessed in the theater, but may not be so much so outside of the theater, is the presence of a black cat. I once knew an actor who brought a black cat backstage for a production. Apparently, seeing a black cat before going on stage corresponded to a stellar performance. This week brings an exciting night of celebration of the actors and technicians who work to bring theater to Wilmington audiences for the first annual Wilmington Theater Awards. So, if you're unable to make it down to Thalian Hall this Thursday, be obliged to enjoy the plethora of rich theater that our community offers, and be sure to tell the theater folk to break a leg if a black cat isn't handy.